Okay, I'd like to still clarify the burden a little bit, lest we, you know, we have done many things before in a kind of a stirring way, and they misfire. They, not misfire, they, there's an abortion, you know. It didn't help us. It actually caused even some resistance and to the burden. Brothers, this is the last thing I want to see. All right, so please be restrained and not be given to this compulsion to go back tomorrow and stir up the gospel and get the whole church going. Don't even do that. If anything, go to the Lord and pray. Let me tell you, this is a serious step we're taking. This is not another God-ordained way, rah-rah thing, okay? This is not another gospel, I don't know what you call it, flow, okay? We are doing something more serious than that, and that is to change culture, to change heart. I like to even say this. Just now, some brothers, even before we sang the song, pray for the gospel, right? I would even like to tell you, change that. And you say, well, you're talking about gospel preaching. Let me tell you, there is a big difference. I would suggest, don't pray for the gospel. Pray for people. Big difference. Huge, big difference. Gospel is a thing. Gospel is a work. But it may not. You may pray for the gospel, but you have no heart for man. Gospel to you is just a work. Billy Graham again. I think I mentioned, I don't know, in South San Francisco, I visited his library. Did I not give that testimony? We were in Charlotte, you know, for the Thanksgiving conference, and after that I have some business. So I have a morning, I said, I told my son-in-law, let's go to Billy Graham's library, a kind of a local tourist thing. I said, let's go. Spent about 2.5 hours there, and, you know, there's all these kind of kitschy things, and anyway. But there's kind of an exhibit that you walk through about his life, his ministry, and da-da-da. If you push away all this kitschy commercial, you know what I mean, a bit of this Christianity sales stuff, and get to the heart of it. I read a lot of these quotes by him and sayings and this and that. I tell you, I came away very inspired by this man. I thank the Lord for raising up Billy Graham in the United States. A man, not just for America, a man, an evangelist of the world. And apart from his deficiencies and his, you know, he was with the politicians, the presidents, you know, all that stuff. Apart from all this, this is a man who loved men. No one can do what he did just because he's gifted, he's, you know, he's a great salesman. Not Billy Graham. He is truly a man of God in the sense that He had the heart of God. He didn't preach from his brain. He preached from his heart. His messages are not deep. Go listen. They're not deep. In fact, they're quite repetitious from this side, from that side. Usually, sometimes, just one parable is his whole message to 100,000 people. But I asked the question, you know, sometimes the camera would pan the audience and people are just glued, responding. And this undeniable power. He's not a Pentecostal, by the way. You know, he like nowadays, these kind of, fall to the ground and slay by the Spirit. He's not in that realm. He's a typical evangelical Southern Baptist. Just the word. He sticks with the word. One time he said he preached the gospel, didn't go so well. He said, "What did I miss?" Then someone talked to him or something like that. He realized in that message he did not mention the cross of Jesus. He said, "From then on, every message I give, I exalt the cross of Christ." That's Billy Graham. You go listen. And also at an early stage of his preaching, he had a crisis of faith in the word, because those are times, other kind of things going on. One day, and that was in Forest Home in Southern California by Big Bear in the bottom of the air. That's where Billy Graham started. And right at that time, he started his first crusade, 1949, in downtown Los Angeles. The crisis of faith has to do with the word. Do with the word. After that, he became clear. He was with the Lord and had a Bible open on a tree stump one night, purportedly. And he had to go through this dealing that either you believe in this word or not. And he realized he cannot compromise the word of God. Today, you will not easy to find a person who quotes scriptures like he does in a short message. And he speaks the truth. He doesn't care about offending people. He speaks as it is. Whether the president is sitting here, or head of state is sitting there, he speak truth. Even it caused people to squirm, caused people to be embarrassed, he speak it. My point, brothers, this man is not selling the gospel. He is not just preaching the gospel. His heart is for every soul and every man. That's what gives him the power. That's what gives him the power. So, brothers, to clarify the burden, this current fellowship and direction is not for us to quickly change something and just get excited. We need a deeper dealing than that. We need a heart transplant, personally and collectively. Because if the heart is right, the techniques will work. Different ways will work. And if we don't get through this, you'll find yourself just telling the saints to do things. Preach the gospel. Contact people. 1 hour a week. It's just all things. Because the heart is not there. But once a Christian bring someone to the Lord themselves and taste it afresh, salvation. This person, I'm talking about not the saved one, the Christian, his life will be forever changed. So, brothers, I would say, in a way, don't tell the saints to pray for the gospel. Tell them to pray for men, persons, relatives, friends, names. Don't let this good burden become another flow, another movement. Don't do that. Now, over time, I believe as the burden rises, as the heart is present, that will automatically cause adjustment in the church life. Don't go around adjusting the church. Don't do that. For the sake of the gospel, don't do that. Work on the heart. Work on your own heart and work on the heart of the dear saints. And don't expect 100% of the saints. That's too much. That's too dreamy. If 30%, one-third of the saints in your church would pick up this burden, it's very good. If one-quarter of the saints in your church would do this, it's very good. So, I like to just clarify this burden in this way. Eventually, let me tell you, when we're so burdened for people, we have so many people in our hearts, and we have so many people in our hands, that would force a lifestyle change in you. Like a mother who suddenly have a twins. Those two twins will change her life. You don't need to change the mother. The kids will change the mother. You follow me? Don't go and change the church. New ones will change the church. Heart for new ones will change the church life. Let it happen that way. Okay, now, brothers, I'm not going to go through this because I feel actually it may be appropriate tonight for us in a new year. We're still January. Huh? I feel tonight we should spend a little bit of time to pray together. To pray together. Not New Year resolution, not that kind of a way. But nevertheless, according to this line of burden or this direction, to have some serious prayer on behalf of ourselves and on behalf of the saints and on behalf of the churches in Northern Cal. So, but please pull out this little thing. This is the first module for this year's family training on the gospel. This will give you a feel for, it's very similar to the past family training. So I'm not going to get into it. They are not hard to understand. They're actually pretty self-explanatory. But let me just at least just read, not everything, but just the Roman numerals. Obviously, the first thing when we talk about the gospel is its commission. So number one, preaching the gospel is a very important matter. The Lord Jesus left the believers with only one command. You've got to impress the saints with this. He had no second command, just one command. Besides, love one another, which is the new law, it's to preach the gospel to all the nations. We have no say about this. We have no choice in this. It's the Lord's will to us, too. So you need to get into the burden of this to present something to educate the saints, too. The gospel preaching we're referring to is fruit-bearing. Right away, we want to adjust the saints' views. Gospel preaching is not about being a Billy Graham or whatever, or some giant evangelist. It is to be a branch of the vine to bear fruit in a seasonal manner, in a timely manner. Fruit bearing is the responsibility of every believer. That if we don't bear fruit, we will suffer something according to the Lord. You know, even in C it says, every believers have a special instinct in them, the urge to preach the gospel. It's just in all of us. It's just like every believer has a heart to love their brothers. It's instinctive. You don't need to teach a believer to love another believer. Same thing with the gospel. So you need to help the saints to have this kind of realization. Don't go and pound, preach the gospel, you know. Don't do that. Enlighten them. Educate them. Bring them to a certain realization. Three, when we preach the gospel, it is crucial that we have a burden. I really like this. It's about burden. It's not about way. It's about burden. Paul preached because he needed to pay a debt. There's a burden. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Right away, we need to get on this on week two, the spirit of the gospel. Now, brothers, gospel is not a method. Gospel is a spirit. Gospel is a gospel is a fire. Gospel is an atmosphere. You cannot explain it. It's just there. I really appreciate that in the Lord's recovery, there is a good tradition of gospel fire. And in many instances, I particularly appreciate many saints in the Far East. Now, I'm not saying saints here don't have a gospel burden, but I very much appreciate some saints and churches in the Far East. They don't know the truth like we do. Trust me, they don't. But their heart for the gospel puts us to shame. So we need to make up. We need to be a person with a spirit of the gospel, whether you're preaching or not. There's a spirit of the gospel within you. You know, when you look at someone, where's the first thing that comes to you? Is it the gospel or is it something else? Number two, we need to pray to kindle the fire of the gospel. So prayer, brothers and sisters, is not just to pray about the gospel or for the gospel. Real prayer with the view of the gospel actually burns us. We get burned. What happened to the sinners, we don't know. But we get set on fire. I am very, very burdened that the recovery will be set ablaze in the USA. With this full gospel that the Lord has given to us. The results almost will take care of itself. Not quite, but almost. Last, see, I'm very quick. The motive of preaching of the gospel. These are the top three first lessons. Motive. It's like the motive of consecration. What motivates you to consecrate? Consecration, the motive of consecration is our love towards God. Let me tell you, the motive of the gospel is our love towards man. Number one, we need to contact people according to God's love towards the fallen human race. You know, I think, brothers, sometimes we don't think that is... We don't know how much God loves humankind. Or we lost a fresh feel for it. I mean, if you touch God's heart for a single person, you'll just be motivated to care for that person. Look at the cases in the Gospels, right? Look at the cases. The immoral woman, Nicodemus, case by case. The Lord, it says, and the Lord saw that person and had compassion on him. It's again and again. With the Lord is the heart. Even the Lord himself, the God-man himself, is the heart. Motivating him. Two, we need to have a heart to love and care for people. People, brothers, people. If we have this kind of heart and an intensified care for people, the way to gain the increase will be open. Now, this love for people actually even begins with an interest in people. Many saints, maybe ourselves included, we're not even interested in people. Forget about love. We want to avoid people. We want to have less problems. We don't want to be bothered. If we are like this, we cannot preach the gospel. Actually, we cannot serve, really. Brothers, go out of this meeting hall and start loving some person. All right? Go out there and start caring for someone. Who knows, that person may be your wife to start. No, I'm not joking. Our heart is like a stopped up well for decades. Now it's plugged. The water, living water, wants to flow. So you need to unplug it. Unplug it. This water should flow in every direction. To the saints, to our loved ones, and to mankind. Brothers, I really, words fail me. And hate to be syrupy and, you know, in any way, I would say in the church life, we lack love. We lack love. I wouldn't say we have no love. That's too much to say. But notice, a lot of our loves are selective, conditional. Ulterior. Until the Lord can do something to our corporate heart in the church life, the gospel may still be just a work. Now, there's a work side, there's a labor side, don't take me wrong. Huh? But without the heart, that work, listen to me, have no impact. Will have no power. What saved people is the power of love. So, Mr. Graham is one of those who popularized John 3:16. He ends every message with John 3:16. God so loved the world. But don't laugh at him. That's the source of it all. That's where all this is coming from. God so loved. Brother Lee, in one of his last messages a year before he passed, is on a word of love. And in the Vital Group book, one message, love prevails. And so Brother Lee's finger was on a pain point in the recovery, a pain point, you know. And that is, there's a heart problem. We have no problem with knowledge. We have no problem with truth. We're very good at that. But there's something, even I would say, we have a heart to love the Lord. But I'm not talking about that love, although that love is the source. I'm talking about the love for man, for the world. So, I hope tonight with this very simple, almost extemporaneous speaking, that I at least convey something here of a burden. I'm also not saying, brothers, that none of us preach the gospel. I'm not saying even that. No, that's not what I'm saying. I am saying, collectively, the Lord may be beginning to do something in his whole recovery in this country, to gain this country. Amen. But it's not about percentages. At least that's not where it starts. It's not about numbers. It's not where it starts. It starts right here. It starts right here. And it starts with us. So, brothers, I will just stop here. This is simple words. Now, one more thing, I'll sit down so we can pray. And that is, we suggest that we start this module 3 weeks in February. This month, some of us are still covering the blood or some such thing. Start in February. February, we're going to have one weekend that is the International Chinese Speaking Conference. So that's out. But I think we still should have about 3 weekends or 3 Sundays. You have to work it out. And so these will be prepared ahead of time for you to use in the subsequent months. All right? I have nothing more to say tonight. Unless you have some questions or some fellowship. Okay, it seems. How about we have some prayer? Brothers, how about that? Let's pray as one man to beseech the Lord for something so great and so needy among us. You know, what pleases the Lord is our humility. That means humbling ourselves before Him and looking to Him for help. So let us pray. I think the best thing is one by one prayer. When you stand up, pray, be a little bit loud. Don't take too long so that many more brothers can pray. And let us follow one another as the Spirit leads. Amen.
Lord Jesus, give us your heart of love for man.
Amen.
Lord, to love all men.
Amen.
Every tribe and tongue.
Amen.
People and nation.
Amen.
Giving heart.
Amen.
Lord, your seeking heart.
Amen.
Love man.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have a way in us.
Amen.
My heavenly mind.
Amen.
Forgive us for having a selective and conditional love.
Amen.
Lord, you deal with our heart.
Amen.
The heart transplant.
Amen.
Lord, love people.
Amen.
Such a burden.
Amen.
Your love.
Amen.
We need your love, Lord.
Amen.
Your love of the world.
Amen.
Lord, watch us.
Amen.
Oh, gain us, Lord.
Amen.
Turn our heart to you.
Amen.
Warm us up, Lord.
Amen.
Love people.
Amen.
Lord, we need your mercy and grace.
Amen.
Lord, we come to you.
Amen.
Such a love for man.
Amen.
Lord, work in us all, Lord.
Amen.
We love man.
Amen.
We bring you to man.
Amen.
Operate in us, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, operate in us.
Amen.
We still need you to do something in us.
Amen.
We open up to you.
Amen.
We confess our deficiency.
Amen.
We humble ourselves before you.
Amen.
Confess our coldness.
Amen.
Do something in us, Lord.
Amen.
Reproduce your heart in us.
Amen.
We mingle us with you.
Amen.
We become one with you in every way.
Amen.
Let us put in a heart for man.
Amen.
Show us afresh who you love, Lord.
Amen.
Give us a heart transplant.
Amen.
Change us from the inside.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we ask you to have mercy on us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we open again to you.
Amen.
Only you can do this.
Amen.
Work within us.
Amen.
Gain our heart.
Amen.
Duplicate your heart within us.
Amen.
Open to you.
Amen.
One with you.
Amen.
One with your desire.
Amen.
One with your heart.
Amen.
Gain us in every way.
Amen.
Truly breakthrough in all of us.
Amen.
Come with us first.
And to you.
Amen.
And tonight personally.
Amen.
And together as a group of brothers.
Amen.
And repent to you.
Amen.
Lord, we'd like to do the first work.
Amen.
Give you our best love.
Amen.
We love you, dear Lord.
Amen.
We'd also like to repent.
Amen.
That we would have the labor of love.
Amen.
That our labor will never be separate from the source of love.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Fill us with your love for people.
Amen.
For sinners.
Amen.
For seekers.
Amen.
For all the dear saints.
Amen.
We pray for such a change.
Amen.
In this coming year, Lord.
Amen.
We give you the ground.
Right.
Space.
Amen.
We give you the room.
Amen.
We give you the cooperation.
Amen.
Work in each one of us.
Amen.
And work in us brothers together.
Amen.
And work in all the churches and all the saints.
Amen.
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 We don't have this heart.
Amen.
We put this heart in us.
Amen.
Because we love ourselves.
Amen.
Oh Lord, you save us.
Amen.
Rescue us.
Amen.
heart.
Amen.
You change our heart, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we do and confess our situation.
Amen.
We are grateful to you for your speaking.
Amen.
For your convicting.
Amen.
Lord, we do have right now in our hearts a sense of burden.
Amen.
That we would become those who care for people.
Amen.
We recognize, Lord, that this is in your heart.
Amen.
Our desire is that we would do that.
Amen.
Within us.
Amen.
That there would be such a genuine care.
Amen.
Even intensified care.
Amen.
That there would be a real reaching out.
Amen.
You in us.
Amen.
Us with you.
Right.
Amen. We would be the bringing of the gospel. Limit you in our heart.
Amen.
You've given us a new heart.
Amen.
Transform us.
Amen.
Appeal to your mercy and grace.
Amen.
Dispense your heart into ours.
Amen.
Make our heart a duplication of your heart.
Amen.
Lord, make your heart our heart.
Amen.
Lord, it's hard to turn our hearts back to you.
Amen.
We don't want to be so free in our lifestyle.
Amen.
We occupy it with what you love.
Amen.
We occupy it with mankind.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
California, the United States, today.
Amen.
Give us your grace, Lord.
Amen.
Grace that you would work on our hearts.
Amen.
That we would be less self-centered.
Amen.
Less so-called spiritual, Lord.
Amen.
Lead us into such a simplicity.
Amen.
To love humankind.
Amen.
To love people.
Amen.
As simple as them, Lord.
Amen.
To bring them such a high gospel.
Amen.
In such a simplicity, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we don't see any sins or any perverted part.
Amen.
Father, to see how much they need you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, give us such a grace, Lord.
Amen.
Bless our heart.
Amen.
Start even tonight.
Amen.
So give us a heart, Lord.
Amen.
We want to mean business. We just come to you to soften and open our hearts.
Amen.
We go out, Lord, that people can see that we have a level heart for them.
Amen.
Thank you for this this time, Lord.
Amen.
Just come to you for a situation.
Amen. Speak to
us, Lord.
Amen.
Help us meet with Him.
Amen.
Keep us people centered.
Amen.
The ones filled with love for people.
Amen.
Make us the ones one with you.
Amen.
We have a way to go on.
Amen.
All right, Lord, we give you 2019.
Amen.
Lord, we want to have your heart.
Amen.
We want to have your heart for men. Your heart in our heart.
Amen.
Lord, we repent for ourselves.
Amen.
Repent for what we have been.
Amen.
Lord, change us.
Amen.
Give us this heart of yours for man.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for all your blessings to us.
Amen.
You blessed us with your very self.
Amen.
Oh, such a good church life.
Amen.
Make us channels of blessing.
Amen.
Oh, bless those around us.
Amen.
We bless Northern California.
Amen.
The way to flow through us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're not such a commitment.
Amen.
Or not just a duty.
Amen.
Not just an activity.
Amen.
Not just a gospel formal.
Amen.
But we're not just kind of setting.
Amen.
Set our mind.
Amen.
Set our heart.
Amen.
For the people.
Amen.
Loving the people.
Amen.
You're so blessed.
Amen.
Oh, we just so self-centered.
Amen.
Oh, so work-centered.
Amen.
Oh, bring us such a commitment.
Amen.
Loving people, pure people.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, you love the world.
Amen.
Thank you, you love us.
Amen.
We want to pass this love.
Amen.
Overflow this love.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Okay, brothers, I hope this prayer will continue. If you read those outlines, Brother Lee's words are very strong. He said, if you have, you are not a gate because you are unbroken. The only way to become a gate is to be broken. He's not about talking about breaking something bad. He is talking about breaking something good and spiritual. Brothers, we need to be part of a high and strong wall. But we, at the same time, we have to be enterable and penetrable gates that is approachable by all. They can coexist. We need to turn the cake, right? We're not giving up the wall. But this is where we're short in. May the Lord be merciful to us. I would even say the second thing we should do besides prayer is we each have to deal with the Lord to gain a new interest in people. And I would like to make a suggestion. This will help you because it helped me. And that is, go and contact some people. Just someone on the street. Just the grocer. Just reach out and touch someone. I'm not telling you to preach the gospel. I'm just telling you to talk to someone. Find out where they are. You know, you talk a few times, people start open and tell you all their trouble. The whole world is filled with troubles. No one talks about it. But if we don't reach out, they will never tell us where they are. If they don't tell us where they are, we have no way to give them an appropriate gospel word. So let's take this thing slowly.
Amen.
But let's take the solid way, right?
Amen.
The long-term way. Okay. 3 minutes, I want to let you know, brothers, with this blending center, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brothers, I'm so encouraged by the pledges and the giving of the saints, we will make it in paying for half of that property, one building, the South Building on Warm Springs, to be our blending center. But through much fellowship by the brothers, we have now come to the decision not to sell the second building, but to keep it. Now, don't be scared. We're not going to ask for money right now. All right? We have seller's financing that will cover that for a period of time. We also have a plan to find brothers, friendly parties that will either invest or to lend money with much lower interest rate or no interest rate, so that we will have less outlay in terms of interest payment for the North Building, which will cost us close to $6 million, that building. Right now, seller financing is 6%, very high. 6% is very high. If we can shave that down by 50% or more, that will help us a lot. So the intention now, or the plan, is to renovate the first building for our use and to begin to lease the second building to outside. The reason being that it's very hard to find a property like this in the Bay Area, especially in this very centrally located area of Fremont. We will only kick ourselves one day if we sell half of this, the other building. We rather work a little hard, and eventually we'll have one building. The story is this. Back in 1950-51, in Hong Kong, they are faced with buying a building or a larger piece, contiguous piece to that building. Brother Lee said, buy it now. It's only going to go high, go up. But the elders refused. So they just buy the first building, the first lot, and they build a hall. It's the famous Five Observatory Road, Hong Kong, Hall 1. And it didn't take long. This elders greatly regrets, because Hong Kong became so expensive, and they have forever lost that opportunity with only a limited hall with no growth potential. This lot gives us 240 parking spaces. And if we own both places, we're the owner, and we can call the shots in this usability, parking, and every other way. So, brothers, you feel good about that?
Amen.
Okay, I hope you all would not second-guess this decision and just stand with the brothers and the Lord as they go forward to manage the property in this way. So I think we should continue to tell the saints about the burden. I think soon we will have some update about the status quo, the status of the of this project, so the saints would know. I think right now we are some 100,000 saints still short, but we believe the Lord will make that up. I thank the Lord how much the Lord has done, even in the financial side, Amen, to bless us.
Amen.
Right? I would say the saints' giving is a blessing.
Amen.
It is a sign of the Lord's blessing.
Amen.
This is very crucial project there.